I was doing good, Sherry. And then see, we cry on this side of heaven. But my wife looks like that. She's not crying. She's okay. And she gave me a word today. The past couple mornings I've been waking up and this beautiful sunshine comes through my window and it's her. And she said, today is not for me. It's actually for you guys. See, she's okay. But we need to realize that we have breath. And we have a heartbeat that we cannot take for granted. My wife was fine one moment and then she stepped into heaven in the blink of an eye. And she was gone from this earth. And we have that moment now. Live your purpose. Hug your wife, hug your husband as much as you possibly can. Say, I love you so much. Say it so much that the other person just says, stop saying it. Seriously, annoy the daylights out of your spouse. I want to thank all of you for coming, and I want to thank you for your support and your love. Our family has felt so encouraged and honored through all of this. And through the pain, we have felt so much love. The sacrifices that have been made for our family have just put us on our knees. I want to thank the Flagler medical team and the amazing job that they did. They were warriors lined up for battle. My wife went in there. And Dr. Ward saved my boy. He did an emergency C-section. I don't know if he's here. But he did an emergency C-section and he saved Matthew's life. And that's such a blessing because I have an angel now at Wilson's that waits for me every day. I get to hold him. And I don't know how long I'll have with him. There's still no answers, but I will say this. Whether he stays here with me and our family, or whether he goes with her, it is well. It is well. So, I want to read this to you. My goodness, I'm just leaking all over the place. Do we have a tissue in the house? Thank you so much. Bought this jacket for her, and I left the tag on, so she's just mad right now. I'm sorry, baby. I did my best. I wrote this for her, and she heard it, because she was on the earth when I wrote it for her. But I added things that I thought needed to be put in. 11th grade, a Bible study at Billy's house. You left. I couldn't stop asking him when he'd invite you over again. That summer, we traded notes to give to each other's crushes, and you were breaking up with him, and I was interested in her. Months pass by, the crushes fade, and I can't get you out of my head. I discover I'm a great poetry writer. Your dad doesn't think so. He finds my notes on your white Jeep at 7 in the morning. He always was the first one to find them. Right? I can't stop leaving the notes. No matter how hard I try, I can't stop leaving the notes. You captured my heart at 17 years old, Lauren Brown. Your friends say, is he this persistent about everything? My friends say, let her go. College is around the corner. Time goes on. We're up on the deck at your condo looking at the stars. You tell me you're going to Italy and college is right around the corner. You tell me we should call it quits. My heart breaks. We hug and I ask for one more kiss. And you tell me it wouldn't be right. And you were always right. I left that night thinking this could be it. I leave for a mountain gorge in Georgia. I leave you a note telling you that's what I'm doing, hoping to flex my masculinity and make you see that I'm 18, going on a full beard. God grabs a hold of my heart one night, and I pull over in the rain, and I break down on my knees soaking wet, and I realize he hasn't been the center of my life. Your walk with God has always inspired me. It pushed me to be a better man. It pushed me to be a better son. Time goes on, we're at the beach and you drive up. It's been a couple months since I've seen you, and every last butterfly comes swirling back into my stomach. I miss you. I can't stop staring. I do an awkward side stare that I think no one notices, but it's so obvious. And I'd like to say a week passes, but I'm pretty sure it was just a day, and one talk turns into three and three into 10. And time goes on, you're in the dorms at FSU. I'm driving to Tallahassee. I can't get there fast enough. I'm living for the weekend. The moment Friday hits, I'm shooting off as quick as I can. Who cares about gas? I have to get to you. One night we're on the phone, 5 hours later we're on the phone. I hate the phone, but I'd stay on forever with you on the other end. It's silent. We're not saying anything, but we both feel it inside. It comes out like it's been there the whole time. I love you. I leave my body and I fly to heaven. It's the sweetest thing I've ever heard. My feet never hit the floor that day. It's been my greatest achievement I could have ever accomplished. My only girlfriend I've ever had, my soulmate, the woman of my youth, she loves me. We've been together almost half of our lives. If I could, I would have married you right out of the womb, Lauren Brown. Born married, the way our daughters will be due to all the arranged marriages that they're gonna have. You bless my life in ways you'll never know. You're my treasure, you're my most valuable possession on this earth. You're my virtuous woman. Proverbs 31 talks about a woman that rises early and gets her food from afar, and you go to Whole Foods in Jacksonville, so you absolutely meet these criteria. She would have thought that was funny too. You blow me away each day with the things you do no one will ever see. The girls and I see your sacrifice. We see the times you give in order to have healthy meals on the table and in day in and day out. We see the way you give up your time in order to wipe noses and clean the house, do laundry, make sure everyone has what they need. Thank you for your smile that greets me every day when I walk through the door and the big hug and kiss I get. Those things keep me going on those tougher days. Thank you for instilling in our daughters virtue beyond measure. You show them what it's like to live with great integrity and follow hard after our Savior instead of the things of this world. It's because of your example they will rise up and not settle for mediocrity in life. They will always know that their mom was a woman who stood for Jesus, and most importantly, she lived it. Thank you for loving me all these years. Almost 15 years of marriage and 18 years together. We've seen our challenging times, and through it all, I always knew your hand was in mine. You are my forever partner, Lauren Accurso, the woman God chose for me from the beginning of time. You never got to hold your baby boy. You'd be so proud of him. He's perfect. He's you in so many ways. I got to stare in his eyes yesterday for a moment, and just for a moment, I saw her. You've left me with four precious babies that I will forever cherish and protect. Allie, Naomi, Lane, and Matthew will grow up knowing who they are and whose they are. We will tell them stories of who you were on this earth and how much you loved them. I will never stop telling them about the greatest woman I have ever known. I will see you again one day, my love. One day, in fields of gold, you'll turn, and I'll be there with my girls and my son and our son, and we'll get to embrace you for all eternity. But for now, we'll live on this earth without your physical presence. But you're not gone. You've been wholly reassigned. You're now among the heavenly ranks of our great Savior. I love you with all my heart, Lorna Curso. With all my heart. From the moment I saw you, you captivated me. I miss you more than words could ever describe. My best friend, my wife, my forever love. It's been the hardest 10 days of my entire life. And there have been times when I didn't know if I could get through it. But we serve a good God. He's still good. Please know that in your own life, that you have a Savior that loves you, that wants to come close to you. And he doesn't want you to waste a single second. Don't waste a single second in your life. Go after him. Follow hard after him. That's what my wife did each and every day. And now I could take up that mantle. I get to take up that mantle and I get to honor her. And I get to love our kids. And we get to do it in a beautiful, amazing community. And it will be hard. But I know that we have people that love us around us. And the outpouring of love from all over the world, all over the world, has just been amazing. So be in the moment. Be present. Don't just go through life and go after things that don't matter. Fight. Fight for the things that are valuable and priceless in this world. And you too will get to the end of your life and you will have no regrets, because she didn't have any regrets. She was not sad when she left, and she was not in pain when she left. Actually, she was having her baby boy, and that's the only place she would have ever wanted to be. We love you all very much. On behalf of my wife and my family, we thank all of you for coming. I would like to pray with all of you. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for the breath in our lungs right now. We thank you, God, that you've given us this heartbeat. And it's a gift. Life is a gift. And we get to have it. And we could be gone in the blink of an eye. Let us not take for granted what you have given us in our lungs and in our heart. Let us love without holding back. We thank you, Jesus, for who you are. We thank you that it is well with our soul. We thank you, Jesus, that you are coming back to get us. And for now, we're here on this earth and we are going to run our race. And we are going to run it well. And we're going to run it for you. In Jesus' name, amen.